We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of Talking Halos. I'm your host today, Jared Timms, and I am joined alongside my co-host, my partner in crime, Nate Green. Nate, honestly, I don't care about you right now. We are very now difficult. Joined. I'm so excited for this one because he's been all over Angels Nation. I mean, trip from UK to United States. It's just so many, like, you know, unrested hours is from what you said. But guys, we're joined by Nick Wright of LA Angels UK, man. You are the man right now, honestly. You are the man. How you doing?
I'm good, yeah. Come back down to earth a little bit. Back in England for a few days now. And I've got to be honest, today the rain has been falling. It's been grey. And it's like, why am I back home? Why am I not in Southern California? But no, I'm doing good and really glad to talk to you again, Jared and Nate.
I'm excited that you were able to take time. I know we got this little bit of weird time difference, but I'm excited you were able to take time and talk with us before the game starts. So, you know, first off, before we get down to Nate, I'll get down to you. Man, we're going to have to fly you out a little bit more if the Angels play like that when you're in town, dude. I mean, geez, right? Like, just walk, well, kind of, before, like I said, before I get to Nate, walk us through everything, man. Like, I know everybody kind of knows it if you're following him on Twitter, but, like, what was it all about, man?
It's just surreal, wasn't it? I mean, the last trip I got over there was 2019, and it was just – it's pretty depressing, to be honest. Show was out, Trout was out, like Upton was out at the time. There was nothing going on. We were out of the playoffs. So, you know what? I just wanted to get back there when there was a winning Angels team or somewhere where I got to see the stars. And so I booked this trip as soon as I could. Obviously, the pandemic stopped it for a couple of years. So 2021, I was like, you know what? Great homestand here. A winnable series against the Nats and then a good team against the Rays. I was like, that's six games there. I can fit in quite nicely and hopefully we'll get to see a bit of everything. I don't think I counted on seeing quite as much as I did see. I don't think I quite counted on seeing history, like multiple forms of history. I mean, like we said, like Detmer's no hitter is obviously the big one, but Trout breaking the Angel Stadium home run record, like Shohei hitting that slam, like even like Rendon hitting lefty home run. And just even the first day, it was just a shutout victory, a nice like 3-0 to get the trip started. And it was just incredible. And everything just blew up for me after the Saturday. We lost. So it's quite funny for me because we actually lost the game on Saturday, but no one seems to remember that because I was on the broadcast then and then my phone blew up. I don't think I watched like the last four innings of that game because I was just trying to respond, just swiping and responding to people. But yeah, mad trip. Insane.
That's awesome. And before we get going any further, Nate, I didn't forget about you. How you doing down there? Feel free to chime in whenever good. You want, man. Feel free to chime in.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one. For him to get an opportunity to come over, especially with the team playing well, it's awesome. So, yeah, this is going to be a fun one today.
Absolutely. And congratulations up in Lewiston, man.
We'll see how this goes.
See how you go. We'll see how it goes. But, yeah. We'll see. Good luck up there. We got a tough trip. We got a tough trip out in Georgia too. So we'll see how that, we'll see how Hope does, and hopefully I'm hoping we get multiple teams in the World Series out of the GSAC and get the respect that's much deserved out for our conference, because it's a good conference. But NAIA baseball, like minor league baseball to major league baseball in a sense in college. So but yeah, we love it. So guys, before we go any further, just want to remind y'all, don't forget to subscribe wherever you are listening or watching. You can follow us on all our social medias. Don't forget Blue Wire. If you're looking for a podcast, Blue Wire is the place to go. Still waiting for those shirts, Blue Wire, if you could, that'd be awesome. And of course, we have another podcaster on. Nick, tell us all about the podcast, where they can follow you, where they can, and Twitter too, because you blew up on Twitter, like 1,000 followers. Yep. Over like a week and or something crazy like that. I started watching right when you got interviewed by Erica, and we'll get to that too. That was awesome. Right when you got interviewed by Erica, it was just like 10, 20, 100, 500. I was like, oh, that's pretty sick. Cause I kept checking. I was like, I wonder how much he's going to jump up by. Cause he's going to jump up by a lot. But tell everybody where they can follow your, first off your Twitter, and second off the podcast you guys do.
Yeah, no, I think it was about 1,500 so far from that moment to then. So that's at LA Angels UK, all one word. You can find me there and on Instagram. And the podcast, we are halfway around the halo. Again, we're on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can go and listen to myself and my co-host Dave on there, just giving a bit of a British perspective to Angels baseball from our viewing through the night, or maybe my viewing through the night. Dave's a very sensible man and he gets some sleep, so...
Yes, and guys, I'm gonna be honest. They do play baseball in the UK. It's really cool to see like the setup that happens. I know Dave has tuned me into a couple of games that he's caught, I believe, because I think he's a catcher.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And it's a little bit different, but it's still awesome to see baseball being played halfway around the world. You don't expect it, but but yeah, no, I'm just excited that you were able to jump on with us and talk a little bit of Angels baseball. So first off, I mean, let's just jump into it. How did this whole thing get started, to be honest? Like, I mean, take like a lot of steps back here, like with LA Angels UK, how did it start?
The account started actually in 2017. So just before baseball, so obviously baseball came to London in 2019 for the London series. But in the build-up to that, obviously, MLB was trying to plant some seeds in London, see where it was going to go. There was an event hosted by a broadcaster in the UK called Colin Murray. And he did this Facebook Live event where he brought a fan from every single team in the MLB in the UK onto this Facebook Live. It was just a bit of it was like an hour's worth of stuff. We just had a few beers. It was basically just interacting and just seeing what we could do with it. A couple of weeks after that, we had a home run derby in the Hyde Park in London, which was like with Carlos Pena and a couple of cricket stars in the UK. And that was kind of like where it started. And at that moment, at that event, there was about maybe five or six of the fans there that had already started these team accounts. And, the growth was slow, but they'd already started these. And I'm like, the Angels haven't got one yet. Why don't you start one? So I was like, okay, fine. If there's a gap in the market there and that's what people want me to do, I'll do it. And from there, it kind of just grew a bit. And it was slow to start with because, as with anything, you need to find your way, find your place, find the point of the account, I guess. And for me, it's twofold. It's one to try and connect and grow Angels baseball in the UK. That's always been my main challenge. I've always just wanted to try and find as many Angels fans as I can in the UK and also encourage Angels fans or baseball fans generally or just sports fans to come over and watch a few games. And like, if they're seeing what I'm doing and they're inspired, I'm hoping this week has been that perfect thing that can inspire people in the UK to get involved, then I want them to do it. So that was the main purpose. And B, and what I've found actually is it's just been an incredible place for me to interact with Angels fans across the world and connect with it. I feel so much more connected to this team because of the account and because of the interactions I can have with like people everywhere. Angels fans in California, but Angels fans like all over the US, all over the world. And it is twofold, but honestly, the growth from 2017 to now and the opportunity to like see that development and see Angels baseball become more of a thing here and baseball becoming more of a thing here and MLB recognizing that London is a place where there is immense potential for growth. And also I think like, honestly, the Angels themselves now are starting to recognize it. They treated me so well on this trip and I can't thank them enough for that. But they've clearly recognized that there is potential for them. And I think they're just quite thankful for what I'm doing because ultimately I'm giving them free promo work every day for a hobby because I love it. But I'm spreading love of the Angels in the game for them in the UK. So yeah, it's been a journey to get to this point, but I think we'll just see it keep growing and growing. And I'm not alone in that. I mean, every team has an account and some are more active than others and some are more represented than others, but you know what? It's great to see.
Oh, absolutely. And I've said it from the beginning too, that you just don't know where the next Mike Trout's going to be. Like Shohei Ohtani's from Japan. Like you just don't know where the next Mike Trout's going to be, or you know what that who that kid's going to be, or anything like that. And don't mean to brag here, but I think I've been following you almost since the beginning. I really do. It's like kind of an honor for me that to be following you this long, because it's pretty sweet to see how it's really transformed and you know picked up. Like I'm going to be honest, like I can remember you when you were at like 500 followers and such like that, and now like. It's just grown so much. It's so cool to see that. And then, like, I know there's a LA Angels France Twitter account, LA Angels Brazil. Like, it's just cool to see it. Like, I'm surprised there's not an LA Angels Japan yet with Shohei Ohtani. But you see the you see the interaction that we get with the Japanese fans. It's unbelievable. And I've talked to fans in New Zealand. Like, again, just to, like backtrack. You just don't know where the next Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, you know, like Anthony Rendon is going to be, Noah Syndergaard, like. It's just awesome. And it helps. It also helps when the Angels are winning. I'll say that too.
100%.
That's huge. That's definitely huge. So let's get on to the trip here. Again, you were out in Anaheim for a week. It was awesome to see that. Let's talk about the no-hitter first. How unbelievable was that? I've seen two. Nate, I think you've seen one maybe?
Yep.
Nate's seen one. Now you've seen one. Like, how unbelievable is it?
It's hard to put into words, isn't it? That feeling going from like the seventh to the eighth to the ninth. I think once you get past the sixth, I think you start building, don't you? And then every inning just gets a bit more tense, a bit more, the crowd gets a bit more nervous. And honestly, Angels, it wasn't full by any stretch. It wasn't the biggest crowd of the series, but like the people in there, they were locked in it. And that's what I loved. I mean, sometimes you can go to a ball game, can't you? And a lot of people aren't particularly paying attention, and you know, particularly if it's a blowout, whatever, it's a family day, which is fine. I mean, everyone goes to the ballpark for different reasons. But on this one, I don't think there was a single person in the stadium that wasn't fully focused on the action and what was happening out there. And I think my favorite moment of it all was that reaction to the error when the error came up on the big screen with Jared fumbling it a couple of times. And I think that was the loudest cheer I've heard the whole time I was at Angel Stadium, was when that error was announced. Keep the no-hitter going.
I mean, what was it, an error though? I mean, I don't even think we asked Nate. What was it, an error, Nick, do you think?
It's borderline, wasn't it? It was borderline. If that had been given as a hit, I don't think we'd have had too many complaints. I think Walsh did an amazing job at selling it. That second kick, when he kicked it for a second time and like made sure, look, this is my mistake. I think he did read a solid there.
Absolutely. Nate, was it an error? I think you've seen it now. I think at the time you
did. I did end up seeing it. I think it's one where, like, because of the moment, you got to give it an error. But, you know, maybe if you would have given up a hit later, you give it. You
get a second hit up on the
ball.
Yeah, for sure.
One of those type of things. Baseball's weird where that happens a lot.
What no-hitter were you at, Nate? Was it Weaver or was it
the Weaver.
The Weaver one. Okay, I was at Weaver and Skaggs, and those were unbelievable. But, I mean, you totally mentioned it, Nick. Like, you get to the fifth inning, and it's like, oh, I mean, there's something happening here. Like, it just kind of goes in the back of your mind, and it's like, oh, I want to watch. You get to the sixth, and it's like, all right, he's got through six. We're in the seventh, and then like it just flies by. Like nine outs are like that. It feels like, and every single both other no hitters I was at, it was like that. It was just like bing, 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 and it was like, oh, whoa, the no hitter. And luckily enough, like I don't think I've ever been in a game where the Angels are throwing a no hitter like into the seventh or eighth and they lost it. I think that every single time like that's happened. Like the last time that's happened was Sandoval, where he threw it into the ninth, I think, and he lost it.
Yeah, ninth.
It was one out remaining, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think he had two outs in the inning and he gave up a double, and then they went to Iglesias, I think, to finish it.
Yeah, but still absolutely unbelievable.
I was sitting next to a Dodgers fan as well, and probably the best behaved Dodgers fan I've ever come across. But he was, this shows the power of baseball thing and the power of like a no hitter, because he was as gripped as the rest of us and willing it on. I think I like that about baseball. I don't think there's many other sports you'd get opposing fans wanting to see a bit of history in the same way. And he clearly did. So,
yeah, that's crazy when you think about that too. When like when they're on the road, like the pitcher's throwing a no hitter on the road, and the fans are like, "Yes, please throw the no hitter. I want my team to get no hit at this point." Like, What? That doesn't happen in any other sport where everyone's like, oh, please, please do something cool against us.
Were you one of those guys that's like, okay, I can't move? Are you superstitious, Nick? Because I was always that I can't move. Like, I'm not moving out of my seat right now. Like, it's going to be me who ruins the no-hitter.
I actually did. I was I'm not particularly superstitious, but for that one, I didn't want to be the jinx. So I did. I was meant to be seeing Adam Rank, actually. I was meant to be popping over to hit because he was sitting quite close to me. But after the fear, I was like, I can't move. I was like, I've got to stay in my seat here. And I did, and it happened. So I'll take a bit of credit for Reed's no hitter there because I did my job.
There you go. You're going in the Hall of Fame too. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So let's get on to probably the biggest moment. I know you saw the Reed Devers, but getting interviewed on Bally Sports, what was that like, man?
Mm-hmm. That was surreal. It just
kind of where it all started, right?
Yeah. So I was watching batting practice during the day. So I think the middle infield was up just batting practice and it was just about finishing. And I saw Erica walking behind me and I just, obviously I wanted to go over there and just say hi to her. And just, I think she's been a superb addition to the team. Really like what she's doing. So I just wanted to go over there and tell her, like, it's really great watching you in the middle of the night, whatever. And she just said, oh, check your DMs. I'm pretty sure I've just sent you one, realizing who I was at that point, which again is quite cool. So I checked my DMs and she's like, oh yeah, the Bally Sports team want you to come on at top of the fifth. So do you mind coming and having a chat with us? I was like, fine, whatever. And then it just kind of, I didn't really think much of it. And then it came to bottom of the fourth and Erica comes down to my seat to find me. And then it's just like a whirlwind, isn't it? It's just like, it's quick. It's just take me back, find a couple of seats and then just go straight into the broadcast. But obviously for me, it doesn't really feel too strange because whilst there's the camera pointing at me, I'm just having a chat with her whilst it's being broadcast live all over Southern California.
That's awesome. And then you look at the phone and it's like, well, 20 plus notifications. I mean, just constant, yep. constant.
Yeah, constant.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
That's so cool, man. Do you remember it at all? Or is
not really. I've watched it back about 100 times. So.
Okay, there you go. I just want to make sure you didn't black out or anything like that. And you have it recorded somewhere. Like that's
pretty cool. I could probably recite it to you now. So
that's awesome. That's really, really cool, man. So not too much longer here before I let you go and let everybody go here. But let's talk some Angels baseball, man. This team is absolutely red hot right now. Probably the best that we've seen them play in 10 years, probably. Maybe, yeah. You know, for this span, probably about 10 years. And it's a lot of fun. So, I mean, obviously we know what the key is. But, you know, what's the key moving forward to you? Like, what do the Angels need to keep doing well?
Honestly, like, it's hard to say because – It shouldn't be out of our control, but it is health. Ultimately, for me, the only thing that's holding back this team this year is going to be health. If you have, like, if Trout and Otani, Rendon, whoever, Walsh, if these guys, and we've got to shout out Taylor Ward as well now, if these guys can stay healthy and the pitching rotations, that's obviously the risk still. You've still got a lot of guys in there that don't throw many innings and haven't thrown many innings. And I think they're going to need bolstering at some point. But if they can stay healthy, this is an excellent, excellent team. It's a top 10 hitting team. It's a top 10 pitching team. That's a playoff team automatically. So if they're healthy, I think they just need to, they'll be there. But I just think they need to keep the energy and the fun up as well, because that's what this team, I think, to be honest, all great Angels teams have that element of excitement and fun and team spirit, and this team absolutely has it right now. And I think whatever Perry's done in the offseason, the guys he's brought in have just fitted in perfectly to what we want to do and just added to it. Guys like Tyler Wade, who, like, he's a fringe starter, you know, he's in and out of the lineup, but he seems to just fit in perfectly with the guys we have. And that's what we need to do. You just need to keep that momentum and energy going.
He's been the statless MVP. Well, I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but, like, he's literally been the MVP of the Angels. That's like the unsung hero type of guy. Like, he's been that dude lately. And Nate, I feel like we have to remind everybody. We need to remind everybody here, Nate. What was your prediction at the beginning?
80 and 82.
80 and 82, yeah. 95 wins. Yeah. I just want to throw that out there. I'm going to continue to remind.
It's a long season. It is. You know?
Oh no!
So they've got to stay healthy, just like Nick said. And Nick, you bring up the team chemistry. I think that's something that Jared and I bring up all the time. I don't know if you had a chance to stay and watch the interview with Reed Detmers afterward, but
yeah, I did.
For those of us who were able to see it on TV, you just saw everyone at the top of the dugout, everyone on the railing, like, this is awesome. Like, I know usually when cool things happen, guys are sticking around, but, like, this team seems to be different. It seems to be, like, they are having a lot of fun and the team chemistry is up. So I think that's something that needs to be taken seriously when looking into the trade deadline. You know, if the Angels are going to stick around in July, who's going to be a guy, not necessarily the best guy, but who's going to be the right guy for this team chemistry. So that's a good point to bring up.
Absolutely.
I think I'm sure you both read the Ohtani article yesterday talking about how he's goofing around all the time. That just made me smile so much. Just some of the little stories, like his relationship with Sandoval and things that happen in that clubhouse, that can't help but make you feel like this team's going to go a long way because they clearly enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tyler Wade, hot guy, I think is what he's calling. So, last question before we let you go here, Nick. And again, thanks for jumping on with us. You met a lot of amazing people. We already talked about it. Erica Weston. I saw you met Gooby, Patio. I think I saw Taylor Ward. Joe Madden, of course, you've interviewed Joe Madden on your podcast. Guys, again, go listen to that podcast if you haven't already, especially Joe Madden one. That's an awesome podcast. But just Nick, their podcast in general is absolutely fantastic. Gives a different perspective of baseball. But first off, was there just one person in particular? Like it was like, wow, like I just met this person in real life. And then it was, besides, you know, the Reed Detmers and getting interviewed on Bally, was there like a memorable moment? Or another memorable moment of this trip for sure.
It's a good question. I mean, in terms of meeting people, it has to be Joe Madden. Like, I can't actually put into words how incredible I think he is as a person in terms of what he does for baseball and what he does for the Angels. And just for me personally, in terms of like momentum and support and growth, he's the real reason we got, or the podcast got, and then I got the exposure I did, because he ultimately was the one that wanted to come on the podcast in the first place. He's the one that recognized what we were doing over here and told the Angels PR staff, you know, that this is cool. I love the fact that there's baseball over there and let's try and get in touch with them. Let's speak to them. And so it all starts from that moment. So getting the chance to chat to Joe. And to be honest, we didn't really talk about baseball. We touched on it a bit, but he was just interested in my life. He's asking me about what I did, you know, everything about my life. And then we were talking about golf, and he's an avid golfer, and he says it's the only thing that gets him to switch off from the baseball grind. So I have to say it was Madden. But meeting the future MVP Taylor Ward as well, that was pretty cool.
we're already getting the Mike Trout Taylor Ward comparisons. That's the Mike Trout comparison this year. I'm okay with it as long as he's on the Angels, you know, like that just helps the Angels out. So did you have like a memorable moment? Like I said, I think you saw the Detmers no hitter. I know you got interviewed on Bally Sports. You met so many cool people, but like, was there just one of those moments where it was like, wow, like this is happening?
Honestly, the memorable moment is going to sound very soppy, but it was the whole experience in terms of the support and the willingness of people that wanted to come and see me. I mean, you should have seen my DMs, and you should have seen, like, I was getting stopped all over the stadium. I was asking people to have pictures with me and, you know, just have a chat and thank me for coming and everything. And that's overwhelming, because ultimately I'm just a guy like anyone else that likes baseball, loves the Angels, and happened to be over to see my team have a historic week. But I think it was just the fact that everybody just was so supportive of me, and like, just, it makes you want to come back, and it makes you so proud to be part of a team that has that sort of family atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome to hear. Like I said, I know that everything was blowing up, and I know, again, thanks for taking the time and talking with us. I know international superstar Nick right now, really are international superstar, man. That's so cool. What everything that happened to you, I'm beyond happy again for that. And I really hope that the Angels head out to London. I really do. I want to see him go play out
there. I was just going to ask him.
It's got to be the plan.
MLB. It's got to be the plan. MLB has the plan of 2022. Next year, they're going to go back to London. Yeah. If the Angels are there, who do you want to see the Angels play, Nick?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, freeway series would be fun.
Oh, that's a good one. That would be a really fun series
for the fans of London
to get to see. Yeah.
A lot of stars for the MLB to market as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kershaw, Trout, Ohtani. That would be a fun series for London to be able to see. I mean, kind of like the Red Sox Yankees last year. So, yeah, that's a good one.
I think they're with you, though, as well, Jared. The Angels, the staff anyway, they're desperate to come out. They're desperate for a trip out when I was speaking to them. So, fingers crossed.
Absolutely. And I really hope they do, because I think, again, there's too many marketable stars in this. Mm-hmm. And again, congratulations on everything, man. This is so cool what you've been able to accomplish with the LA Angels UK in general, and what you did coming out to Anaheim. Just absolutely fantastic. And again, man, thanks for joining us here. I know, you know, it's a big time difference, but just taking the time and talking with us for a few minutes, I really do appreciate it, man. And again, tell everybody where that you can they can listen to your podcast, and of course follow you on Twitter if they don't already.
Yeah, so it's Halfway Around the Halo. Go and listen. I think I put an episode up yesterday, so go and have a listen to that. And you can catch me on Twitter, LA Angels UK, and see my inane ramblings and tweets during the night when I am sleep deprived and watching us blow a 3-1 lead in the ninth to the Athletics. Always fun.
Oh man. Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about that one. But man, again, thanks for jumping on and talking with us here at Talking Halos. Of course, you can follow us on any social media and wherever podcasts go out. You can also watch us on YouTube now. Don't be afraid to go and subscribe wherever you are listening. Of course, you can follow myself on Twitter at @Jared_Timms, Nate at @NateGreen34. And guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.